We're in Simen Shin Pei Beis. We are up to Sivav, and we'll be doing from Vav through Tes. Vav Kozman She'ein Ayni Yehudi Chozer Bo Moel Aschiris. Now, the way it comes out is like this. There's a whole shayla on the Achronim. This is the maskan of the Mishnah Berurah. When you go ahead and you do Schiris Rishus, and you leave it open-ended, you don't tell him how long this is for. Whenever he wants to be Chozer after the first Shabbos, he can. Whereas if you make up a time, he cannot be Chozer in the middle of it. So, says the Machaber, Kozman she'inen Yehudi chozer bo moel haschiris vafil lizman meruba. Until he changes his mind, this is talking about by stoma, where you didn't specify. Vafil lizman meruba. Veni yochel lasser mischiroso ad sheyaser adomim. The only way he can be chozer if he's willing to give the money back. Now we hold that if you weren't koveya asman, then he doesn't have to give the money back. He can say the money I got was only up until this point and not further. It's only when you're koveya asman and there lamaisi he cannot be chozer. Further, Sif Zayin, Im Schor Mein Yudel is Man Yadua, L'Sheyichla Azman Tzorach L'Asav L'Iskor Sheinis. If you went and did Schiris Rishus with a non-Jew for a set amount of time, you have to make a new Schiris Rishus when the time runs out. V'Tzorach L'Asav L'Arav, Dein Erev Rishon Chozev V'Neir. You also have to make a new Eruvei Chatzeris, because when the Schiris ran out, it ruined the Erev also. Now, what happens if the time you set out a time and the time ran out, and the non-Jew says balpeh that he's willing to continue? That's not enough. He's got to actually make a kinyan schiris. What happens if the non-Jew is nifter? So the halacha is that if it was for a set amount of time and his son comes and takes his place, so we continue the erev. Whereas if it was open-ended, then when he passes away, we say that you have to make a new erev chatzeris. Sifches. Im schor mein Yehudi lizman yadua uvesoch hazman hiskri in Yehudi diros la'achar day beschirus arishin. If the non-Jew sublets, the halachi is that if you were kaveh azman, this is the way we come out, if you were kaveh azman and it's in the middle of the zman, so you don't have to start over again, you don't have to make a new schirus arishus from the new owner, from the new renter. Whereas, if it was left open-ended, you would. This halacha applies also if he sold the house. Siftes, hey adorim b'chotzer echad. Echad socher mein Yehudi b'shvil kulam. If you have five people living in a chotzer, one could do the schiris v'shus for all of them. Now the question is, how does that work? So if they didn't make if they made an heir of chotzeris already, so once your socher v'shus, it's on behalf of that whole heir of chotzeris. Whereas if you didn't, and that's really the better thing to do the schiris v'shus first. So, Mi'ikar Adin, everyone should go and do their own Schiris Rishus for the non-Jew. And here it says, no, it's enough if one does it for all. The maskan of the Mishnah Berurah is that Mi'ikar Adin, even if they didn't make him a shliach, and he's not doing B'tar HaShlichus, the Bitl Rishus to one of them is good for everybody.